David Holt is a musician, storyteller, historian, and a TV and radio host. If you listen to WKMS on Sundays, you may have heard him as the host of Riverwalk Jazz. But as a musician in his own right, Holt is a four-time Grammy Award winner, and he's a renowned storyteller and music historian. He'll be entertaining at the Pennington Folk Festival in Princeton Saturday, June 2nd. He joins me now to talk about the festival. David Holt, thanks for speaking with me.
Glad to be talking to you and glad to be coming to the festival.
So I'm familiar with your work as a radio host, but tell me a little bit more about your music. What kind of show are you putting on at the festival?
Well, for years I have been collecting traditional mountain music in Western North Carolina. I live in Asheville, North Carolina. And I guess 40 years ago I really started when I was just a young fella and started collecting from the old timers. Most of these people were born back in the 1880s. And learned to play the clawhammer banjo and the steel guitar, the slide guitar, acoustic fingerstyle guitar, and a bunch of other unusual instruments that I've learned from the old-timers. So basically that's what I bring to present, a really entertaining program with traditional music.
You named a number of instruments there. Do you incorporate all of them into the show?
I do. I bring a car full of instruments.
From what I've seen, you've got a unique blend of music that you do, and then also you're a renowned storyteller. Do you mix this in with the show?
Absolutely. When you're playing a kind of music that not everybody knows a lot about, then I think putting in context is really important. And that's what I try to do through the stories. I was just thinking today, I think I'll tell a story there about, I've been playing with Doc Watson for 14 years and doing almost all of his shows. So right along with him, I get to hear a lot of his stories. And he tells a story about when he was 10 and went to a faith healer to try to be healed of being blind. So I put stories like that in there that relate to the song I'm about to do.
And you mentioned before about how you traveled around and went to these different rural areas and kind of learned about more traditional music. Is this where you gathered the stories as well?
Absolutely, yeah. And in a show like that, when I don't do many folk tales, or really don't do folk tales, but I do a lot of true life or things that have happened, it's pretty much all at least southeastern material, if not mostly southern mountain material, the songs and the stories. So I think people up there will find it quite interesting.
How did you develop your style as far as blending the two? I know that you were exposed to the stories while you were learning the music as well, but how did you actually develop this into an entertainment style?
Well, it was almost a necessity because I was making a living playing solo. This is, we're talking about like 1973, in those years, through the 70s. And to do that, to play for all kinds of audiences and make a really entertaining show, you really need to give people reason to care about the songs, about what you're about to do, and give people reason to be interested in some of the unusual instruments I bring. And so if you set it up with a little story or with basically just putting it in context for people, then they yeah, I get that, and they really like it.
It sounds like it's been a pretty natural blend as well.
It has been, yeah. And I grew up in Texas, so I come from a real family of storytellers. We had all kind of crazy things happen in that family. We had a little music. My dad played the bones, the rhythm bones, and they had been passed down through my family for five generations we knew about.
Well, you mentioned the bones there, and then you've talked about a number of other instruments as well. Are there any instruments you're going to bring that maybe I or someone else has never seen before?
I can tell you there's a lot. I play something called the mouth bow, which is a very unusual thing that you would think wouldn't even exist anymore. It's just a one-string bow on a stick, but you can make so much credible sound. It's sort of like a Jew's harp, but it's not. It has a different tone.
You heard the many stories told by young and old with joy about the many deeds of daring that were done by the Johnson boys.
That would be one. And then, in 1992, I found the oldest person in the world. She lived in North Carolina. She was 122, and she played the washboard when she was a little girl. She was born in the 1870s and always wanted to hear somebody play the washboard. She said, "I haven't heard a good one played in 112 years. And I said, "Well, I'll learn to play it if you will just show me how to do it."
She said, "Get thimbles, put them on your fingers." She said, "Don't scrub it, just tap it like this. Scrub it occasionally." She said, "Now, put a little wood block at the bottom." She said, "Now, put a tin cup at the side." I bought a T-model Ford with pistol and a ring. Had two front wheels and one back spring. It wouldn't sit too good, cause the seat was a plank. Off all the pieces, it was hard to crank. And boom.
So your teacher on the washboard, someone who's been here well over a century.
Yeah, pretty incredible to meet somebody that's that old. And actually, after she died, I thought, man, that's fascinating. I wonder who the next oldest person in the world was. And it happened to be another American. And this lady was 120. Her name was Mary Thompson. So I asked her what her favorite song was, and she said, from when she was a little girl, because I was thinking, you know, what would it have been back in the 1870s? She said, oh, I love Greasy Greens. So I didn't know Greasy Greens, but I had a fellow who was a good buddy of mine who played the harmonica, and he said he knew Greasy Greens, and it went something like this. Way down south where I was born, I didn't raise nothing but cotton and corn. Green tomatoes and black-eyed peas, oh, good Lord, them greasy greens. And that's what I want now. Hey, pretty mommy, you just got them done. Soft and easy, good and greasy. How I love those greasy greens. I'm crazy about my greasy greens. Et cetera, with the washboard and dancing along with it. So there's a lot going on.
Awesome. Yeah, I've never heard that song before, and I'm excited to hear some more of that.
I've never heard it before either. Never even heard of it.
Well, David Holt, I appreciate you talking with me.
Hey, looking forward to meeting everybody at the festival.